The Word of God says in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Don't be one of those. Don't depart from the faith. Don't leave Jesus. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, that's happening everywhere. You know, when I heard one of the family, I think maybe it was Focus on the Family, I don't remember. But somebody said the other day from one of these family ministries, said that our young people that are raised in Christian homes, when they leave home at 18 or 19 and go to college, time they get out of college, 4 years later, we've lost 90% of them to the world. Isn't that sad? Something grossly rotten when we lose 90% of our children to the devil. But what do you say is going to happen in the last days? They're going to leave the faith. They're going to listen to the doctrine of devils and demons. And you know why they leave? Because the daddies have not taught their children the Word of God like He commanded. And they have not prayed for their children like He commanded. They have not walked in a demonstration of the Spirit's power like He commanded. God commanded the men. Now, I'm really going to put the monkey on us because it's our fault, guys. If we don't do what God says, if we don't become the spiritual leaders of our family, if we don't teach our children about God, we don't act in a demonstration of His power. When you pray for your children should see a very quick reaction to God. You know, I don't care what happens to them. When one of them gets hurt, you know, pray over them. You know, I mean, they should see the pain go away. They should see a demonstration of the Spirit's power with a holy father praying over his wife and his children. But it should be a regular daily thing. You know, nothing uncommon in a Christian home that when a child goes off to college, somebody says something, "Why, you're that Christian, ain't it, you stuff?" Oh, he said, don't you talk about my Jesus. I mean, my Jesus, he's my sustainer. I mean, my daddy has prayed for me. I remember one time when I fell down and broke my arm. My skin was sticking out the side, and my daddy came over and prayed for me and went back in and healed up. Don't you tell me Jesus ain't alive and well. Amen. You know, if the kids have seen those kind of demonstrations of the Spirit's power, hey, don't try to steal, don't try to teach them the wrong thing, because they ain't going to listen, are they? But if all they've seen is mom and daddy fight and fuss, go to church when they want to, all kinds of bad language and everything else, Jesus ain't real to you. Don't know where I'm coming from? And we hear that in too many homes. And, of course, especially when you find a home that the daddy's a deacon in a church and he's abusing his little daughter after she gets to be 10 or 12 years old. I hear that far too often. I think that's sad. And then, of course, that poor little girl, she gets in an unforgiveness toward her daddy, and then all kinds of sickness and disease comes upon her all of her life. And it was there, but done by the enemy. And she didn't know, the daddy didn't know. And, of course, I've taught these principles to many, many men and women. Some of those women were 60 and 70 years old. They'd been sick and in hospitals because they had an unforgiveness toward their daddy because he abused them sexually when they were little. And when they forgave their daddy and I prayed for them, I've seen many of those women with cancer, with Alzheimer's, lupus, you name it, back problems, I've seen God instantly heal them right there. Parkinson's, we've seen it. You know, God didn't want all that to happen, but He made a set of rules. And if that little girl holds an unforgiveness toward daddy, the rules are written. If you hold unforgiveness, I'll send a tormenting spirit to torment you. That's why He said forgive. But some people don't know it. They just don't know it. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron. Let's see what the next couple of verses says. Forbidding to marry. Do you see that today? They don't want you to marry. I mean, we've even got laws today from the federal government that if you get married, it cuts down on your benefits. Young people won't get married today. They go out and have sex together and have a child. And as long as that girl ain't married, the system of the of government will bring forth health and take care of her and that child and bless them. If she marries that boy, it cuts off everything. So she won't marry. She won't marry him. Yeah, yeah. And older ones lose their Social Security. See, we've fixed it from the government where we don't want them to marry. Who do you think's behind that? The devil? You reckon he might be involved in that just a little bit? Just a little bit. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good. How many? Every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. I mean, I was here somewhere and somebody was hung up on the pork deal. And I'm eating sausage one morning, and they said, you know, Thurman, I thought you're a man of God. I said, I am. They said, you can't eat that. God told you not to eat that. I said, it depends on whether I'm under the old law or I'm under the new law. I said, I'm not under the old covenant. I'm under the new. Under the new, all foods are clean and pure as long as I pray over them with thanksgiving. I would never eat that sausage. Oh, it would stop up my arteries. Well, you know what? You are right. It will. Because you ain't walking in faith and you didn't ask God to bless that. Now then, if I know this, for every creature of God is good. Now I know under the old covenant, he said, don't eat pork. There was a whole lot of things he said, don't eat. He said, don't eat shrimp. You know, there's a whole, don't eat catfish. There's a whole lot of things he says you cannot eat. But under the new covenant, how many creatures are good?
All of them.
But what I have to do to make them good? Pray over them with thanksgiving. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you gave me this pork. I thank you that you gave me this sausage this morning. I thank you gave me this piece of bacon this morning. Or I thank you that you gave me this piece of steak this morning. You know, I hear some people say, good grief, don't even eat red beef. I said, you know, Jesus, when he brought the son home, he said, go out and kill the fatted calf, you know, and let's eat. Hey, I love a good sirloin steak, don't you? Or a prime rib or whatever. I mean, I'd like beef. Hey, I don't, you know, just sit around and eat all the time, you know, but when I'm hungry, I eat. And when I eat, I don't care what's set before me. I don't care what it is, you know. I never put anything in my body, or at least I try to never put anything in my body without thanking the Lord for it, praying over it, because I know that if I pray over it with thanksgiving, it's not going to do anything harmful to me. He's going to bless it. Now, I was watching a TBN show here a while back, and there was a man. He was a doctor, and he was speaking on this very verse. He wasn't the pastor of that church. He was a doctor that the pastor had asked to speak. And he went and said that he used this verse. And he says, all for every creature of God is good. He said, right there, that's talking about the things that God had made clean under the old covenant. I had already checked it out, and I knew that was not true. I went back one more time after he said that and checked it out again and found out again, just like I did the first time. No, he's not talking about everything that was good in the old covenant. He's talking, just like it's written, everything. I am free to eat everything I want to. Now then, if you say, well, I'm not going to eat it, that's okay. If that's where your faith is, I'm not going to have a problem with that. And if you say, if you come to my house or if I come to your house and you got pork, I'm not going to eat with you because it offends me. Then I put that stuff back in the refrigerator and we'll cook some steak. Can you eat steak with me? I can eat steak with you. Okay, we eat that. And then when you leave tomorrow, I eat the pork. You know, but I'm not going to offend you. But why should I let you mess up my freedom? Because did Jesus say I had freedom? I mean, did he really say there we got freedom to eat anything we want to? I mean, so if he said that, who are we going to believe? Like the scripture says, let every man be a liar and God be true. That's what he says. Yeah. So we want to do what God says and not anything else. Okay. Now then, from there, 6:4, let's go ahead and a couple more. Let's see how far down we go there. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now, how do you sanctify your food?
Prayer.
The word of God in prayer. The word and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Now then, if I'm teaching you what God says, what does he call me? What did he call Timothy? A good minister. I'm supposed to tell you the truth, right?
Right.
Then the next couple of verses, and then we'll see, and we'll be through with this. but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Now then, you know, you've heard these old, they call them wives' tales. I mean, that's what they called them 2,000 years ago. You know, now don't do this, you know, don't do that. Or, you know, you hear somebody say, well, you know, you do this, you know, you hear all kinds of these tales, right? About certain things. And, you know, some people live their life according to those tales. Well, I don't live my life according to none of those tales. That's just like whenever I got ready to, when I first moved out here 35 years ago, I had to have a well. I didn't have one. So I walked around all over this place praying, Lord, show me where to drill my well. And when I got right over here where the well's at, it's just like the Holy Spirit said, here. So I said, okay, went and got me a stick and drove it in the ground. I said, this is where I am. So I called a guy and said, can you come drill me a well? And he said, sure. He come out here. When he got out here, he says, do you want me to witch this to make sure that there's water down there? I said, no, I don't want you to witch it. I Jesused it. I said, I walked all over this place praying, and he told me right there. So I said, we ain't going to put no witch in it. You can forget the witching. Yes. You know, I said, Jesus, I Jesus. He said, drill a well right there. That's where we're going to drill it. And I guarantee I'm going to have a great well. We drilled a well there. We got a great well there, and it's still producing great water to this day. You know, I mean, it's great. But it's a whole lot better to Jesus something than it is to witch something. You know it? This is an old wives' tale, you know. We need to witch it. You know, get your little sticks out here, your wires, you know. Hey, somebody says, I don't believe that stuff. Let me tell you, that kind of junk really does, the devil will do something to you with that stuff. Don't witch anything. We're not to witch. We're not to ask for any signs or nothing. We are children of God, and we're to be led by the Holy Spirit. That's what we're to do. Then he says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Verse 8 says, for bodily exercise profits little. Now, my son, he wouldn't like that. That's what he does for a living. You know, he teaches people how to take care of their physical body. But the people have to do that. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Now then, can it help you to exercise? Oh, yeah. You know, if you don't exercise, you know, you're going to get all stove up and stiff.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Power Works in Us Mightily, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.